Hey, listeners. Did you know slave codes became a thing after the first slave rebellion? These codes were set in place by white settlers who feared black people retaliations of way by murder and taken off with their possessions shortly after. The breakdown of things. What is the meaning of the word slave codes, might you ask? That's a great question. Let me elaborate for everyone. Slave codes were a mixture of laws that restricted slave behaviors. Good examples of these codes read as follows. Slaves that resided on other properties were given special curfews, and they weren't allowed to be present without the appearance of a white person. What I have to say about slave codes? Okay, let me just be honest with you and break it down. I totally disagree with these outrageous, stupid, and crazy laws. We as black people didn't already have much, so to have these laws in place was utterly ridiculous. We took off anyway through the night without caring about any laws or repercussions. Do they really think that such things would deter our mindset on running and being free one day? Get real. It was never going to happen in their dreams, right, y'all? Okay? Let's discuss the whole agenda of the escape routes to freedom. I would also like to briefly discuss the ways of which they traveled to exemption. The shakedown of things. The hymns in which they would sing, along with the North Star, guided them on their pathway to freedom. Many would travel by cargo on trains and wagons. Others would fit 3 to 4 in a wooden or coffin-shaped box. Astonishing facts. This is something, me personally, I didn't even know. In Georgia, there was a specific light-skinned or mulatto enslaved woman who posed as a harmed white man, appearing with patches on her face and her right arm in a catapult. Frederick Douglass escaped slavery, boarding a train dressed as a sailor. These are remarkable people and stories. The strength of our people was really something and truly a testimony and greatly powerful. I have just one more fun fact to part with you all for tonight. Then we will jump into the final thoughts and my ending statement for this podcast episode. Cool fact. Slaves would try to flee the U.S. altogether as a whole, not only to the country of Canada, but also to Mexico. How cool is that? Now I understand why we have Afro-Latinas and things of that nature. Outstandingly, approximately about 100,000 American slaves broke out to freedom. That is a buttload of people. Can you imagine all the people that were starting to go missing from plantation to plantation, and they all simultaneously started to vanish through the night? My final thoughts, I'm so proud to be black in America. It is truly a blessing, and I'm filled with so much joy knowing that our race built this country. I believe we should all continue to make our ancestors proud and keep their memories and spirits alive. Lastly, there is so much greater than just a page in today's history books. We are them and they are us. In conclusion for tonight, love each other, brothers and sisters. Increase the peace. We are somebody. We are special. We are kings and queens, okay?